What would you give to watch somebody else play what is arguably the world's worst video game for nearly a week? Turns out people have given millions. Reporter Ted Robbins tells us about a fundraiser called Desert Bus for Hope.
Kathleen DeVere sits in a Lazy Boy in a room in Victoria, British Columbia, behind the virtual wheel of the video game Desert Bus. Playing the game, she says, is awful.
You are driving down a long, featureless stretch of highway. Occasionally you pass a bus stop. There is no one there. Occasionally you check your rearview mirror. There is no one there.
Yet she drives ever onward between Tucson and Las Vegas in real time. It takes 8 hours to earn 1 point. Unless you crash, then you have to start over. The desert bus veers to the right, requiring constant correction, and you can't pause the game.
So you stay in the left-hand lane until the torment ends, and then you do it again.
This rotten game was created in the mid-90s by the magicians Penn and Teller as a satire on video games. 8 years ago, members of Load Ready Run, an online comedy group in British Columbia, discovered it. They thought a live online marathon desert bus session would be fun and could raise money for Child's Play, a charity supporting hospitals and domestic abuse shelters. Thus was born Desert Bus for Hope, the world's dullest telethon.
The first year we raised $22,000, and then we were sort of like, well, I guess we're doing this every year.
That's Graham Stark, Kathleen DeVere's co-pilot for this shift. Since that first year, Desert Bus for Hope has grown to more than 40 volunteers working out of a conference room in Victoria. Stark says they have thousands of viewers watching drivers play the game online. The problem is keeping those viewers interested in the world's dullest game.
The way I word it is, we are the viewers' monkeys. Like, we do whatever.
They dance, they auction off artwork, gaming paraphernalia, boxes of pastries. They do karaoke to songs from Beauty and the Beast.
I'm Snow White. Shoots like Kathleen, makes those boots like Kathleen. Those tromping around wearing boots like Kathleen.
The game, Desert Bus, sometimes seems like an afterthought, which may be why gamer Kathleen DeVere crashed twice during her 12-hour shift.
I may have been distracted.
Seems to be working anyway. This week, Desert Bus for Hope passed the $2 million mark in overall donations.
I'm swollen.
For NPR News, I'm Ted Robbins.